The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I'm a real Ariana Grande fan.
That's because one of y'all threw a lemon at me. Shit.
Remember when somebody threw a lemon at her at Coachella? I was so upset. It's the Dana Cortez Show. Ariana Grande's workout regimen and her diet are what we're going to talk about today. So the reason I say I'm a real Ariana Grande fan is because I have been watching Ariana Grande since she was on the show Victorious.
How old do you think she was there? About 15?
15, 16? Yeah.
Was that a Disney thing or a Nick at Night thing?
Nickelodeon. It wasn't even at night. It was Nick a Day.
Oh, whoa.
And it was a great show.
Way before Breakup with Your Boyfriend on Board.
Oh, way before all of that.
She wasn't even the star of the show.
It was called Victorious because the girl in the show is Victorious. That's her name. Victoria Justice is her name. And they thought she was going to be the star. But it was apparent pretty quickly that Ariana Grande had something, right? People on social media were talking about her. Her voice was
just... Well, she used to do that weird, annoying voice when she was playing Cat. Yeah.
Hi. Yeah, like that. Yeah, she did that. And I remember when I first interviewed her, I knew she didn't talk like that, but I really didn't know what to expect. And it was weird. You know what I mean? Because you talked to her and you remember her doing that little voice. Hi. And she doesn't talk like that, obviously. But she was a little bit heavier. At the time. Not a lot. She was not overweight, by the way.
She was never overweight, but she was on the verge of chubby.
How would you just say that? Automatic? For you to say that is not right. She was not chubby, but for TV...
She was chubby compared to what she looks like now.
A chubby Ariana Grande would look like a fat flamingo. I can't picture that, dog. Like, I can't.
She was just as beautiful then,
Anthony. Of course. I'm saying I could never picture her, like, not. Like, I can't imagine it.
You know what? Go to @DanaCortez on Instagram now. I will show you the before Ariana during her Victorious days, any Ariana that we all know today. Automatic came across this article. This BuzzFeed writer found her new lifestyle. Because I would say diet, but people, diet is something you get on and get off.
Bro.
This is what she does every single day.
Woo! This ain't like Cardi B flat tummy tea, is
no,
it?
No. It ain't
no, this
like
is
that.
Like her workout regimen and her actual diet.
Okay, because you know Cardi B and that sculpting.
No. This has nothing to do with none of that. So Ariana Grande's workout routine is she gets 12,000 to 14,000 steps in every single day. She does reverse lunges every single day. She does walking lunges every single day. She does skater lunges, pike plank, the Superman, the glute bridge. She also stays hydrated. She gets plenty of sleep. And she is 100% vegan. So here's a typical diet. Bananas. Tofu, tea, blueberries, dragon fruit, beans, oatmeal, raw veggies. It's called a macrobiotic Japanese diet. What is a dragon fruit?
It's expensive fruit. I know it doesn't have much of a taste to it. It's just not like I tried it one time. I didn't like it. I think it's like $10 per fruit at the
what?
Yeah, like you can only buy like Whole Foods or places like that.
Thank you. Next.
Yeah, for real. So here's the thing. This BuzzFeed writer actually did the whole thing. She lived like Ariana Grande for 6 weeks.
Breakups and all?
No breakups.
Did she lick any donuts?
There was no donut licking because Ariana doesn't eat donuts anymore and she's vegan. So when we come back, I'm going to tell you what the writer's results were so that if you want to, I don't know, put this into your lifestyle, this healthy lifestyle, how much weight did she lose? How much progress did she make? And what really is a dragon fruit? We'll tell you when we come back. It's the Fat Club. Ariana Grande's diet and workout regimen continue next, y'all. The Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Man, a lot of people on my Instagram because I posted a before photo of Ariana Grande when she was in the show Nickelodeon's Victorious and a today photo. Some people think she looked better before. Some people think she looks better now. She's just healthy. She's a good-looking, beautiful, you know, incredibly talented young woman. It's the Dana Cortez Show. This is your Fat Club. So a BuzzFeed writer named Farrah Penn followed Ariana's workout regimen and diet for 6 weeks. So here's the deal. I'm posting everything.
6 weeks?
6 weeks.
Salute to her for just even doing that. That's a lengthy
that's
time
dedication.
To commit. That's more time than y'all committed to the gym I've seen in like 2 years, period.
Hey, no, we're back. We're back in the gym,
weeks.
Dude. Three weeks.
All right, you did text me the other day and said I was at the gym, so I believe you.
I swear. We're back on it, for real. So 12,000 to 14,000 steps a day. Ariana does reverse lunges. She does walking lunges, skater lunges, pike plank. What's a pike plank? Is that what we used to do?
It's just a plank, yeah.
Okay, Superman.
You!
Oh, you! Yep, like, yep. Wow, I was like, what
no,
is that?
No, it's like you lay on your stomach and you have your hands out and your legs out.
Okay. I'm just going to imagine she does a Soulja Boy Superman
you!
Dance.
Yeah, I yep. like that better.
You!
The glute bridge, which I imagine works the booty.
You guys ever seen a glute bridge?
No, what's that? Show us, Anthony.
I'll show you.
Hold on, okay, get up, show. Oh, all this is going up on Instagram, too. What is the glute bridge? Oh, I know that.
Oh,
yeah,
yeah,
glute bridge.
Like...
Yeah, that was weird.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Why are you staring at him
don't
like that?
Don't ever thrust your pelvis at me like
never
that again.
Glute bridge again in front of another man.
That was really weird.
That was
did
weird because you're at a dominant,
that?
You're above me.
I was
so
dominating
really
you.
Awkward.
So her diet is the Japanese
pelvis
diet. And she eats bananas, tofu, tea, blueberries, dragon fruit, beans, oatmeal, raw veggies. And I'm looking at this writer, right? Her name is Farapin. And I'm like, yeah, just, you look the same, girl.
She toned up a little. She toned up a little bit.
Really?
A little.
I mean, she was relatively thin to start with, and now she looks like she's a little more toned. Yeah.
Six weeks?
Her
I
legs
get
look
you
better.
That in 2 days on a juice cleanse.
Dude, this is the Ariana Grande diet, not the Nicki Minaj injections. Okay? This isn't going to make you, I don't think it's going to make you look like voluptuous. Is that
voluptuous?
Voluptuous?
I don't know what voluptuous is, but voluptuous. Anyway, here's my thing. I think that the reason that I support this is just because it's healthy, right? It's vegan, you put the tofu in there, all that stuff.
I love bananas.
Okay, I do too. But the reason that I'm like, I don't know about all this, it seems really hard. She said it was hard to cook all this food. It was hard to, you know, dragon food, like you said, is kind of expensive.
I'm just not here for the vegan side of it. You know what I'm saying? Humans cook food, and that's where we're good at it. So I'm just not here for it. I'm not here for the
vegan
part. I
could live without chicken or seafood. Like, I love a good shrimp taco.
Talk about it.
You know what I'm saying? Some. I don't know if I could live. But I'm posting all this up. If this is something you're interested in, obviously it's working for Ariana Grande. Go to @DanaCortez on Instagram. I'm posting the Ariana Grande diet and exercise regimen now.
I'm still waiting for you to tell me what a dragon fruit is.
It's a fruit that none of us can afford.
I'm literally sitting here waiting the entire time for you
it's
to tell
fruit.
Me what a dragon fruit is.
It's just a fruit. What you want me to say about it? It's a fruit that costs too much money, and that's why none of us know what it is.
I think Ariana should include go through 2 breakups within 18 months. That will help you stay slim.
Okay.
I promise it does.
It's the Fat Club, y'all. Her diet's up. @DanaCortez on Instagram. It's the Dana Cortez Show. We'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Today's What Guys Think question on the Dana Cortez Show comes from my girlfriend. I'm so excited for her because her and her boyfriend are taking the big step. They've been dating for 5 years and they're moving in together. And this is really a big deal. I'm super excited for her. They never lived together. And she
5 years?
5 years?
Never lived
together? Yeah.
No, why would they live together? She got her spot. She bought a spot. And he's got his apartment. You know, they've been doing well.
And are they moving in for good reasons or is it like...
Totally good.
Just because it's been 5 years and
no,
they feel
no,
like
no,
it's the thing
totally
to do.
No, totally good. She loves her man. He loves her. They're already talking about like, you know...
Is somebody
when
knocked
gonna...
up?
Nobody's knocked up. No, this is such a crazy good relationship. It really is. But the question that she's posing is that she bought this spot and there's an HOA. So it's a really nice, cute little spot.
What's the HOA?
Homeowners Association.
Yeah, that's when it's a nice place.
All right.
Anthony's like, what is that?
He's never lived where they have one of those, obviously.
I got neighbors who got that. Hey, God, there's someone that's at your apartment.
So there ain't none of that going on in her spot.
I live in apartments. No A, just P.
There ain't none of that going on in her spot. So the thing is that her HOA does not allow dogs. Okay.
Haters.
He's got a dog.
What year is this?
That's what I told her. And she's like, I don't know. She's like, everything's all fancy pants. And, you know, there's some older people that live here. She bought because her dad said it would be a good investment. And it has been.
Oh, this girl kind of seems bland already, dog.
I don't know like, why. Why? Because she got an HOA in a nice spot?
HOA.
What
that might
against
be the
dog?
Problem there, Anthony.
My dad told me to go this.
I don't know. They're going to eat the flowers or something. You don't ask me these questions. She is upset about it because... Unfortunately, he has a dog. I mean, well, she loves his dog, but
there's
the
end of that relationship.
The dog can't move in with him.
First of all, you said unfortunately. It's ladies, if at a certain point, a man needs something to take care of. Either it's a baby, a plant, or a puppy. And all that just demonstrates is that man is a caregiver. That's a good sign.
That's what she said. She's like, I love the dog.
Salute to all the single dog dads out there.
He can't move in.
The dog can't move in.
No, but she's like, you know, he can...
Well.
Live with a grandma, with the guy's mom.
There's got to be another solution to this.
There is no other solution.
Sell the house.
That's stupid.
Why is it stupid?
That's ridiculous.
If they can make some money off of it and they're going to start this new life together.
I like you can raise kids in a condo.
Exactly.
You guys are being ridiculous.
No, yeah.
Are you choosing the girl or are you choosing the dog?
I'm choosing both.
Ooh.
In a new place.
You want to have your puppy.
It's just a house.
You want to have your puppy and pet it too.
Exactly.
Are you choosing your dog or are you choosing your woman? It's what guys think. 833 Dana Show. And of course, the phones are ringing on this one. We'll be back. I say choose the girl. This is ridiculous that you would even suggest something like that. It's the Dana Cortez Show. We'll be back next, y'all.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
What guys think? My girlfriend and her man are moving in together. This is a big step. I'm very excited for her, but here's the deal. Her condo, HOA, does not allow dogs. Do you understand what I'm saying? There's no dogs allowed.
Oh, as in like Tristan Thompson?
Who wants to live there?
No, not Tristan Thompson. Like Snoopy. Back in the day, the Charlie Brown special, there was this whole thing about dogs not being allowed where he was very sad. Her man is very sad. However, he loves his woman, so he's got to give the dog to mom or somebody else.
Who can take care of his dog? No, you got to find somewhere else to live. Why? Yeah, exactly.
The dog? Yes, absolutely.
Him. Yeah, I mean, you can't just give up your dog because they can't move into an apartment. You find a new apartment or you find a new girl.
So they're called men's best friends.
She owns her place.
Well, if she loves him, she'll sell it.
No, if he loves her, he'll get rid of the dog.
Why would he get rid of his dog?
I didn't say get rid of it.
That's something he's living and he loves. Why would he get rid of that?
She bought a condo in this day. What?
Yeah, where does she live? What is it?
It doesn't matter where she lives. It matters that they don't allow dogs. And you're like, it's a living, breathing thing. What is
Dude,
she?
Well, yeah, exactly. She should understand.
I don't have time or I can even fathom a man who would give up his dogs. Dogs give you joy, fulfillment, and women just give you stress and death.
I like dogs more than I like myself.
I don't like you right now. All right, so let's take a call. What guys think? First of all, are you a man? Because if you're a woman, these guys are going to hang up on you. Is this a man on the line?
Yeah, what's up?
Oh, okay, so dog or woman, how does she handle this whole thing? Why would a man choose a dog over a woman anyway?
Well, the kind of man that just likes to tell someone or something what to do, and then it has to listen all the time. And that's why they love dogs so much, because they don't know. And they don't know how to talk to a woman. And then when they ask a woman to do something, she has an opinion. And they don't like that because they're chauvinist. And they like dogs better than they like themselves. You know how to use the bathroom. And you, come on, man.
Of all the
come
things, I didn't think this guy was going to pull off the word chauvinist. But I didn't think that was going to be in your vocabulary, bro. So you're telling me that it's okay for this man to give up his dog for some broad?
Hey.
It's not okay for you to call women broads.
Or dames,
bad. You can't marry a dog, bro. You're gonna marry a dog? You're gonna take a dog on a date? You're gonna make love to a dog?
Let me tell you something. Dogs don't cheat on you.
That's your thing, bro.
Dogs don't spend all your money. Dogs don't. Dogs.
Really?
Yo, come on. Dogs are nothing but loyal.
Yo, you like dogs because dogs like you. And that's it. That's the only reason you like your dog so much. Listen, if you want to be married, and the dog is what's getting in the way. Leave the dog with your mom. Go. Leave
Thank you. The That's the solution.
Go see your sister. Go. And then you see him every couple weeks, whatever.
Or how about just sell the place and buy a new place that you can take your dog to? If you guys are moving in together, why don't you start fresh? Yes, for a dog. Start fresh.
We're talking about a dog.
Not a person. I'm so disappointed in you two right now.
No. Yo, you're one of those kind of people that, like, blow up the, I don't know.
What? What do I do?
Who is this guy?
Yeah,
Dana, get your boy. What are we doing? Who are we talking to right now?
Hey, y'all hung up on a man?
Yes, because he doesn't agree with me. And if you don't agree with us on what guys think, you're gone.
That is very male chauvinistic of you.
How can I be male chauvinistic against another man?
Because it is. Because
he
doesn't agree with you.
That's a bad analogy.
The whole thing is bad that you would choose a dog over a human being.
I'm not choosing dog. I'm choosing happiness.
Don't. First of all. Yeah, exactly. And peace. Happiness and peace. A wise married man once said, don't do it, bro.
That is crazy. It's what guys think. This conversation, we're continuing right now. Add Dana Cortez on Instagram. Dana Cortez Show on Facebook. And ladies, yes, you can comment. We'll be back with more of the Dana Cortez Show next.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
As a kid who used to stay home alone a lot, this WTF story on the Dana Cortez Show really caught my attention. So, an 11-year-old boy named Braden Smith, he was home alone when an intruder Jatavion Deshaun Hall entered to rob the place. So Brayden grabbed his machete and hit Jatavion in the back of the head. What the? That's a crazy story. Nothing like that ever happened to me. Thank goodness. So the boy was on the phone with his mom when the suspect entered the home through a window. He was scared. So when everything was going down, how exactly did Brayden feel?
It was like, it went by really fast. And I knew that I didn't have any time to think about what I was going to do.
Listen to his voice. He's 11.
And it's mano y mano right now. You and an intruder. Nobody. I thought the mom was home.
Wait, it gets worse. So ABC 11 in Riley, North Carolina, continues their questioning by asking, give us a play-by-play on how it went down. Listen to what the robber did.
He pointed a pellet gun at me that was located in our house. And I knew that it wasn't loaded, so I just sat down and got in my closet like he told
me
to.
He's like, try me.
And then he went into the living room to grab my phone to make sure I didn't call the 911 or anything. When I saw him try to put it in his pocket, I grabbed my machete off of my wall and went to hit him. And I hit him in the back of the head, like right here.
Splat!
Right in the back of the neck.
That's crazy.
My favorite part about that quote was to call 911 or something. I love how you call the cops or the police.
No, my favorite part is like, wrong Nina, that one ain't loaded. I know that gun.
Kid's so kind of a G.
Yeah, so Brayden says it was a lesson that his dad taught him, Christopher Smith.
If they come in the door, you let them have it.
He let them have it, all right.
Man of few words, I love it.
So they had ransacked their home before, so he prepared his kid. If somebody comes in here,
if they come in the door, you let them have it.
So Jatavion Hall is in Orange County detention, charged with breaking and entering, second-degree kidnapping, interfering with emergency communications, and assault on a child under 12. Brayden has some wise words for Mr. Hall, the burglar.
You shouldn't have done what you've done, and you're better off to get a job than breaking into other people's house.
Jatavion, just get a job. Like,
he might as well just say, get a job, bum.
I thought he was going to offer him like an Uber Eats contract or something. Like, you know, there's a lot of opportunity for young employment now.
Shout out to this kid. I think he's a hero. That's the WTF story.
Wait, what happened to the guy?
I just said he's in jail. He's been charged with all kinds of stuff.
Bright side is you could always work in jail. You get a job there.
Maybe they'll get some training. All right, y'all. We'll be back with more of the Dana Cortez Show coming up next.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Yesterday was Father's Day, and there were a whole lot of happy Father's Day comments on social media. It was beautiful. It is a little different.
Oh, hold on.
For
before
those
you get
of
into
us
that,
who don't have a father, what?
Shout out to all the people that said happy Father's Day to me.
Oh, my God. Thank you. You got so much love yesterday.
Yes, thank you to everyone.
Well, you're a great father.
I'm okay.
No, you're a great father. Just you being there is like, that's half the battle that we're trying to achieve.
I mean,
you
handled the surprise very well. So, way to, you know.
It's the Dana Cortez Show, y'all. So, we're always really honest with everybody. We had a blowout fight before we decided to discuss this. I mean, we fight like fam, right? Because we are fam.
I wouldn't say there's a fight. It's a disagreement about how we can take this topic. Because for us and our each individual relations with our fathers are very dynamic. So I think we're all passionate about it. And one thing, you know, with us, you know, being on air is I feel like I'm always hesitant to talk about my father in any negative light because I don't want somebody...
Because he can still beat you up, huh?
Well, that... Well, my dad, yes, my dad, former four-time Golden Glove champion, can put the paws on me whenever he wants. But I will say, like, I would hate for somebody to hear a little snippet and assume that's all he has to present because although we've had our ups and downs, I'm very thankful that I've had him in my life as much as I
have. As you should be. Yeah. I want to say before we begin the topic, I'm thankful that my father made me. I wouldn't be here.
Well, that's the thing. Hey, shout out to your mom and your dad for picking your mom because you were with your dad no matter what.
Yeah,
he has not been in my life at
any
all.
Any part of your
at
life?
All. Not even for a second. But
he donated to that sperm.
That's right.
Well, you've met him a couple times.
Twice. I think I've spent a total of 4 minutes total my entire life with him. So that's like I'm not kidding when I say I could not pick him out of a lineup of two men.
My dad and I have had. Okay, let me put this. My dad is the only reason that I graduated from high school and went to college.
Why? Why that? Why?
Because there was no way I was not going to. He was literally going to beat me into it.
Got it.
And I mean,
somebody might take that the wrong way. Like,
well, that's the way it was.
I think for like a lot of teenage boys and going through that, sometimes that male figure of that sternness, not necessarily having your mom there to coddle you like some mothers do.
Yeah.
I get what you're saying about your dad being that backbone and say, you're going to do this.
You're going to do this. I didn't have a choice.
Yeah.
But we've had like a very different relationship.
I mean,
strained relationship.
I'll never forget. My father worked summer. You know, he does landscaping, and that's a hard. That's a shout out to all the landscapers out there. That's
anybody
a hard
who works
thing.
Outside.
And he worked and got me my first computer that I learned Final Cut Pro on and everything like that too. And that
for
was
anybody
later,
who knows that's an editing program.
Software.
Yeah.
So like, you know, a lot of sacrifices to get to where I'm at too.
The reason we're even bringing this up is because yesterday Jemele Hill, who was on ESPN, who I love following. I mean, I really do love following her. She takes a stand on what she believes in. She did tweet something, though, that I was like, that's not it. She said, good morning to everyone except the people who use Father's Day to start unnecessary, pointless gender wars, who wish single mothers a happy Father's Day, or say happy Father's Day to lesbian couples. You're the worst. May your cereal be soggy and your bunions hurt all day. And for someone like me, who has been called a bastard and a whole lot of things, I don't take lightly to somebody telling me how to celebrate who my father figure was.
And I like my cereal soggy, Jemele. So joke's on you right there, okay?
So she's a national figure. You know, she's got a million followers on Twitter. This definitely, I didn't think when I answered her, I'd get any response. And it did. Because I think a lot of people feel the way I do.
Well, what'd you say?
About her Twitter particular fingers? Statement. Well, me and my Twitter fingers will tell you what my response was when we come back. Ooh. Plus, I want to ask you guys something to do something for me. I want DJ Automatic and Anthony A. I want you to think of a poignant moment that you shared with your fathers when you were young. Something that they said to you. Something your father, Automatic, something that your father, Anthony, said to you that really stuck with you. I want you to share that when we come back. Can we do that so we can honor...
I can think of a few things. Yeah, for sure.
All right. So we'll do that when we come back, y'all. It's the Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Before we even start, I know yesterday was Father's Day, so I want to wish every single father out there a very happy Father's Day. No matter how you're a father, in whatever capacity it is that you are a father, I wish you a happy Father's Day. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I wanted to have this conversation today, and I said this earlier, but if you just turn the radio on, we had a very lively discussion about even having this topic because it's hard for all of us. We all have a different relationship with our fathers. I don't know mine.
I grew up with my dad. He was there my entire childhood. Mm. And he was a very stern
married
man.
To your mother.
Married to my mother, yes. Very stern man. They're not married anymore, but yeah, he had his own demons to process.
Yes, Automatic. And for you, Anthony, your father.
It was in and out my life as a child and, you know, into my adulthood. And it was due to prison time. If anybody knows, there's good people in prison and life happens to people. And I'm not sitting here judging them, but that's just, you know, the fact is I spent a lot of Christmases in the prison.
So a name you may or may not recognize, her name is Jemele Hill. She was on ESPN for a long time, got into trouble, I remember, for saying some things. And they did not renew her contract, but she's been I believe someone that I enjoy following because she stands for equality. And I had a disagreement with her on Twitter yesterday. She got a million followers. I didn't think anybody would even pay attention to what I said to her after she tweeted, good morning to everyone except the people who use Father's Day to start unnecessary, pointless gender wars, who wish single mothers a happy Father's Day, or say happy Father's Day to lesbian couples. You are the worst. May your cereal be soggy and your bunions hurt all day. And for me, I had to answer her, and I said, as a bastard, y no conozco a mi padre, and I said in Spanish, I said...
Was that a what?
I don't know my dad. So I find this tweet completely unnecessary. How someone chooses to celebrate their relationship with their father figure isn't up to you. But you go ahead and chase that clout, girl.
Yeah, I feel like her whole statement was counterproductive to her
completely.
Point. Like, just say happy Father's Day to all the fathers and that's it. Like, all the extra stuff was unnecessary. And I was, like I said, my father was in and out of my life, and I was fortunate enough to have a stepfather. And he showed me how to play football and how to play basketball.
And it is not wrong for you to wish him a happy Father's Day. It is not wrong for you to wish whoever the figure is in your life that you feel was your father figure. I wished my Uncle Frankie a happy Father's Day. That man raised me. That man taught me so much. We had no material possessions, very little. And he showed me this beautiful world in books. Look what you can have if you do this, mija. Look where you can go. Look at all the things you can do. And so for me, I took offense to that because me wishing my Uncle Frankie happy Father's Day isn't to demean any fathers. It's to celebrate the life that I had with him and the love and the journey that we had together. So I asked you both to think about something you wanted to share, even though you both had a difficult relationship with your father. Not difficult, complicated.
Yeah.
Relationship with your dad.
That's a good way. Yeah, with your dad. I mean, I love the guy. It's just, of course. I don't really love talking to him.
But what was something that he shared with you that stuck?
Yeah, my father, unlike me, isn't much of a talker. So everything he showed me was simple. And like as I stated earlier, he's done some prison time. So I seen some things that I guess some children didn't see as a child growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And his advice to me was always simple, is don't do this. And don't do this kind of kept me out of a lot of decisions.
Just
that,
simple. It was, lot, not, that was nothing that's much. That's a big damn message, man.
I seen my dad in some, you know, some dark eras of his past. And he would look at me and say, hey, don't do this. You don't want to be here. And that piece of advice has stuck with me. And it helped me prepare for the long run versus like a short come up.
DJ Automatic, what was something that your dad shared with you that you think was poignant and really stuck with you?
Well, the first one is definitely righty tighty, lefty loosey. I mean, that one stuck with me forever.
What is that?
You don't know righty tighty, lefty loosey on a screw? Well, you didn't have,
she
a dad.
Didn't have
a dad. I didn't have a dad.
That was rude.
Yeah,
that
was rude. Yeah,
but that was one that
Thank
stuck
you
with me.
For making fun of me. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, what was
the other
one?
Was that he used to always tell me, read three different points of view before you form your own opinion. Because there's so many, like, everyone has an agenda. And they're going to try to get their agenda through in whatever, you know, you're reading or watching. So he used to always tell me, watch things objectively and take three different points of view before you form your own point of view.
That's very smart, especially in today's world.
So,
especially when you and Dana are arguing over laundry.
Damn, that's for sure. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. And whoever it is that you see as your father figure, Happy Father's Day to you as well. Dana Cortez Show, y'all. We'll be right back with more.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
A student used a gender-bending Snapchat filter to catch a cop seeking underage sex. What the?
What's that?
That was supposed to be a cop siren, but it was a boat horn.
I feel like this is the reboot of To Catch a Predator right now.
Must be. It's the Dana Cortez Show. This is the WTF story. So this student named Ethan, he's a college student from San Francisco, wanted to take down potential predators on Tinder. Because he said a lot of the girls were like, man, there's all these older dudes. Some of the college students, 17, 18, 19 years old, are like, why are these older guys coming at us? So he's like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to pose as a teen girl using Snapchat. You know, they got that new gender filter. Oh. Snapchat has that new gender filter.
Oh, it makes you, yeah.
He ended up catching a police officer looking to hook up with a minor. Listen to one of the cops talking about how it went down.
They chatted on Kick about her being 16 years of age, and he acknowledged that.
Ew.
Dog.
He acknowledged that he knew the guy girl was 16.
If she's on Kick, she's too young or she's too expensive. One or the other.
But he knew it. And he kept talking to her.
It's disappointing when an officer does that because they should know better.
How about everybody should know better?
Thank you.
Not just an officer. So either way, Ethan, the college student.
He should know better.
What? So Ethan posed as a 16-year-old girl named Esther and began communicating with San Mateo officer Robert Davies. San Jose police arrested the 40-year-old officer for allegedly communicating with a minor with the intention of engaging in sexual activity. Disgusting.
If someone out there is doing something that identifies a potential threat to the community, then and they notify us about it, I can't discourage that.
This should be the WTF right here. Officer Davies was booked into Santa Clara County Jail and is currently on paid administrative leave?
What?
What?
He's still getting paid?
Yes.
I can't believe that. And they need to get rid of his Tinder account already. How about that?
Get him off payroll and Tinder. All right, y'all, that's your WTF story. We'll be back with more coming up in less than five.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I have been a single mother before. I know what it's like to try to date, to try to work, to put food on the table, and all the above. All while people are judging you the entire time. It's the Dana Cortez Show. Girl Talk is about this tweet that has gone viral. Warning, I find it quite offensive.
So why are these that have 3-4 babies, I don't even care if you have one, why are you on Instagram talking about how you're single and you're looking for a man? I mean, I want to be stepdaddy. Some of them do. You're right. Some of them do. But it's very low for you right now. It's really low. Like, Like, girl, get a job. Be married to the money. Be in a relationship with the money because you have a baby. So y'all out there, that's me and my baby need a daddy. Mm-mm, poo.
So, first of all, the insinuation that I wasn't already married to the money because I ain't got a man in my life is crazy.
Let me tell you what that was right there. That's a woman who can't get a date, and she's mad at all these women with babies that are getting dates.
No, dog. That's a person who has an active social media account. And if you're scrolling down a timeline constantly, there's women. And you're just like, yo, where's your child? Take care of your child.
Well,
like
she said the child's in the picture. We looking for a daddy.
It just feels that a lot of times there are women who are more focused on finding, you know, their significant other more than the relationship with the child and setting up that foundation.
I remember, Anthony,
agree with this woman?
I'm not full 100% agreeing with it, but I would say she has a point.
So I remember she Anthony
very,
saying
especially
this.
About these women.
Automatic, do you remember when Anthony said, if I see a woman putting men before her kids, that's automatically a red flag for me.
Well, that's a good thing. But at the end of the day, you have to get out there and meet new people. You can't just be the woman that stays at home and withers away with her cats.
Yeah, I get it, but like... Here's what happens when you get in a relationship. Either you get married with the person or y'all break up. One of two things happen. When you have a child who you have to nurture through life for, you know, the next 18 years minimum, you should probably focus on that a little bit more. And I'm not saying you could balance the two, but make sure your energy's where it needs to be.
So I want
the money.
Think about it. Be married to the money. So I want y'all to go at Dana Cortez on Instagram or Dana Cortez Show on Facebook and comment. So I'm going to read some of y'all comments. I'm going to open the phone lines to 833-DANA-SHOW. If
I got something I need to say, because this is the reason why women are like making...
quit jumping around.
Because this is why women are making less money in the country than men. This is. If the battle's not between men and women, it's between single moms and men. That's what it is. I think she's right. Women, more women need to focus on the money. This
didn't make no sense at all.
It made no sense at all.
If you go and look up why Switzerland women make so much money in their country, it's because they are out focusing on the money just as much as men are. So I think if more women focused on more of the money, to her point, they would be making more money in this country.
Well, they also have different laws that require equality.
Yeah,
how about that?
And,
we don't have that
here. I think you're going to need to read into that one because
the laws here, that's what we've been fighting for, don't necessarily support that. But anyway.
Women couldn't get a credit card until the 70s.
Yeah, you couldn't have a house without your husband's signature till the 70s.
Facts. So stop worrying about love and get to that bag. Y'all got some time to catch up on.
I'm trying to get to the bag. Y'all won't let me. Get your foot off my neck, and maybe I can't. So, is it okay to date if you have kid or kids? How do I feel about it? How do you feel about it?
Be married to the money. Be in a relationship with the money because you have a baby.
We'll be back with your comments next.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
The comments are crazy. Today's Girl Talk revolves around this viral video, which I thought too, it was a bit much.
So why are these that have 3-4 babies, I don't even care if you have one, why are you on Instagram talking about how you're single and you're looking for a man? I mean, I want to be step daddy. Some of them do. You're right. Some of them do. But it's very low for you right now. It's really f***ing low. Like, girl, get a job. Be married to the money. Be in a relationship with the money because you have a baby.
Girl Talk is all about single moms with kid or kids here on the Dana Cortez Show.
What's the name of that loser?
Her name is Lil Die, I think, or Lil
Could
D.
She go die? I mean, seriously, she's so annoying.
That is wrong,
Automatic. Quite the wordsmith right there, Dave Chappelle.
You're such a different man than the one I met. Now that you're a father of a daughter, Automatic told me on the air while we were dating that he would never marry a woman with children.
Well, it's fact. No man
I've been enlightened.
No man wants to be a stepdad.
You're not like out there like,
no.
I can't wait to be a father to someone else's kids.
Let me be your Insta-papa. No, nobody does that. Nobody wants to be that. You accept it. And I think that's, I mean, find a man who's like, yeah, I want to be a stepdad. Maybe because you're not good with babies. I don't know.
Have them.
Oh.
Oh, true. That's true, too. So how I feel about this whole thing is, yes, I do want for women to definitely not your children and not some man, you. You've got to put you first, yourself first, so that you can be the best mother, so that you can get that bag, so you can do the best at work, so you can be a wonderful girlfriend, wife, whatever. If you're constantly seeking some type of, I don't know, love from someone else, be it your children or a man, it's not going to be okay. You're not going to find it in someone else. You got to find it in yourself. And it's so cliche, right? You got to love yourself first. It's true. And I know it because I've been there. I was looking for love everywhere but inside my own heart.
Do you think it's out of fear?
It's out of self-doubt. It's out of all these things that you take into your mind. You know, when someone says something to you over and over again, if you grow up in a situation where maybe things weren't always the best, you know, you didn't have a lot, and so people told you you weren't worth anything, you take that with you. You carry that weight on your shoulders. You got to brush them off, like Jay-Z said, and you got to get right with yourself. And no man's going to fill that void, and no child is going to fill that void. You got to fill it yourself. Then you can accept love completely, and it works out. I know it's like, it's never going to happen for me. Well, if you keep saying that, it's not. But you really have to learn to love who you are before anybody else is going to love you. And I want you to take that to heart.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
So a woman who was given the name Marijuana Pepsi has defied all the bullies. She's risen above all of the horrible things people told her as a child. And now she's a doctor.
Oh, I guess she took the high road.
Yes, she did. So she really was, like, her whole life teased.
Well, her name is Marijuana Pepsi. Come on. Who the hell named her kid Marijuana Pepsi?
Marijuana Pepsi's mama.
Marijuana Pepsi Sr.
It's the WTF story on the Dana Cortez Show. So she's a doctor. She's earned her PhD. Marijuana Pepsi, who's 46 years old, has spent her entire life embracing the name her mother gave her, despite the fact
that's a tough life.
That other people
sounds like a good hybrid, though.
Pushed back against her, she refused to change the unusual name in a bid to prove herself and to others that overcoming obstacles is possible. Doesn't that make you happy?
No, I mean, she went with the second best soda.
Oh, no! That's horrible. So anyway, now the mother of one is officially Dr. Marijuana Pepsi after her earning her PhD in higher education from Cardinal Stritch University in Wisconsin. So her mother, Maggie Johnson, picked out her name when she was born and declared it would take her around the world.
Maggie, what were you doing when you named her?
I wonder. Anyway... She got a sister named Kimberly. Are we talking about Kimberly?
What's her Kimberly's name?
It don't matter.
Is her middle name or last name Pepsi?
She's
too?
Got her sister Robin. Are we sitting here doing a WTF story on Robin?
No.
I guarantee you they call her Mary Jane.
Anyway, despite people criticizing her mother for the name, like you two, she says that she credits her for helping her become the strong woman that she is today. She says, and I quote, "I've grown into my name because I'm strong. I've had to be."
It's a great conversation piece.
So she earned her PhD in higher education leadership from this Wisconsin university. And although her name is Pepsi, she says she doesn't drink it. No word on the marijuana. Hey! That's your WTF story, y'all. We'll be back with more of the Dana Cortez Show coming up next.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I don't have a lot of details on this Dear Dana question, but here's the message. It says, "Dear Dana, is it really possible a man can be in love with two women? I'm asking for a friend." Sure you are, girl. It's the Dana Cortez Show. Time for Dear Dana. You can always message me at Dana Cortez on Instagram or Dana Cortez Show on Facebook. I will do my best to get back to you as quickly as possible. We'll read your questions on air.
Maybe her friend is the one she's asking for. Maybe the boyfriend's in love with both of them.
I don't think so.
No.
This sounds like a what guys think question more.
No. I mean, well, maybe it is. Yeah, because I have my opinion, but has it ever happened to you guys? You ever been in deep like with two women?
Yes, I've been infatuated with two ladies.
How'd it work out?
And, well, I'm single.
Oh, wait, you're single. So, yeah.
True. Not very well. Yeah.
And they're both, one's married with two kids and the other one's in a happy relationship. So I assume it was me, right?
Right.
And I think what happens is, guys, we are not usually emotionally disciplined. So when you start to vibe a girl, you start to like a girl, you let yourself get a little too carried away. Next thing you know, you got one girlfriend here you're seeing Monday through Wednesday. The next thing you know, you got one girlfriend over here you're seeing Thursday through Saturday. And before you know it, you're cuddling both of them. Mm. So it is possible for men to love two women at the same time because society and God has programmed us to not be emotionally stable.
Okay,
and
at times, it carries BS away. There. He loves himself. That's who he loves. The only person he loves out there is he loves himself, and he's getting his cake and eating it too. I'm not hating. That's just what it is. He's in love with himself, and he loves the way he feels.
You're not throwing a dude under the bus. You're just being real about it.
Exactly. The only person he cares about is him.
He's not saying he's throwing him under the bus, but he's waving where the bus stop's at. Like, yo, right here. This is where it's at.
So I've got my thoughts, and I'll come back, and I'll tell you if I really believe that a man can be in love or in deep like with two women at the same time. When we come back, y'all, it's the Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Dana Cortez Show is back with Dear Dana. This was such a short message that I received on Facebook. It says, Dear Dana, is it really possible that a man can be in love with two women at the same time, asking for a friend? And right away, I'm like, you're asking for a friend, girl? So before the break, y'all gave your opinion. Anthony A. Quick, what was your opinion
on
this one?
I said it is possible for him to be into two women. Now, it is not a requirement for you to stay for that, though. It is possible for him to be in love with two women, but you ain't got to stay and put up with that if that's not your thing.
Automatic.
And I said that he's in love with himself, and he's just having his cake and eating it, too. That's all it is. He doesn't care about them. He cares about him and the way it makes him feel.
Oh, I agree with both of you. First of all, a very selfish person will ask two people to just give to them. You're right. But I do believe... I do believe that you can be in love with two people. I also think it's very dangerous. Men are more likely to behave in this way. I don't know why. I mean, people can refer to science. I mean, you've done all kinds of DNA breakdowns of how men operate in the animal and everything else. But it's very dangerous because I know 100 as a woman, we're maternal and we're loyal to a fault. And when I say loyal to a fault, I mean that sometimes we're overly loyal. Loyalty is my greatest asset and also my greatest fault because, man, sometimes I'm loyal to people that don't deserve it, right? So this woman could be a man who could be with a man who's in love with two people, but you got to make the decision if you want to be, you know, in the side lane or the main lane. You want to be the main or the side, and that's a decision you have to make. I know women personally that know they're the side
chick. And this is only a two-lane highway, right? This isn't a three-lane.
It's only two lanes. There's no three
lanes. I'm trying to get a third lane if you can.
It depends. That depends. I mean, there's open relationships. There's polygamous relationships. All this. That's funny.
Only in a perfect world.
But
that's say it again, you married man.
I know women who are side chicks, and they're quite content with their position. So you just got to figure out what position you want to play. If you want to be the main, you got to say that. And leave. But
you can be Kawhi Leonard or Kyle Lowry. One of the two.
What's the difference?
Kawhi's the star of the show.
Oh, so the other one's the bench warmer.
No,
Well, Kawhi got a trophy for himself and the Larry O'Brien trophy and Kawhi, I can't even remember his name.
Your point is just dead.
Really
Why'd you even say that? You ruined the whole thing.
For those who got it, you'll get it.
Main lane. Stay in the main lane. Don't stay with a man who says he can be in love with two women because, like you said, he's only in love with himself.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.